Hello and welcome to the Wise Guys Podcast. I am your host, Brady Fitzgerald, joined as always by my co-host, Chris Hague.
How you guys doing?
I've moved locations. I'm not in the bed.
From the bed to the desk.
Yes, I've moved over to the desk.
Not from someone else's place to your place.
No, just from bed to desk. I felt a little too unprofessional last time. It wasn't happening. And I was too frustrated.
At least we didn't see you sitting crisscross applesauce.
That's true. My leg did come up at one point. I had to move positions. I saw on the bottom. my leg did come up. But this should be last episode before I'm in my new place, and then we'll have a setup for the semester. So we'll see how that comes into fruition. Should be a nice place. But we're not here to talk about that today. Today we are here. We're going to start off a series that we haven't done yet, a series of division previews. We're doing AFC and NFC both at the same time. Today, we're starting off with our own divisions, the AFC and the NFC East. So, very happy. We're luckily that we're both on the, I guess it makes sense. I mean, we're both Eastern teams, but we're both on the East. Like, we can do them at the same time. It's kind of nice, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it might be our longest one.
This is definitely going to be our longest one, but that's definitely okay. So this is how I want to start off, Chris. I want to start off with the AFC, and I wanted to start off. Do you want to start at the top or the bottom for odds wise for the division?
We can work bottom up.
All right. We'll do bottom up. Do you want to do? Actually, now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, we'll do bottom up. We'll do AFC first, then we'll do NFC. So that means makes my Patriots first. Look at that.
I'm also realizing that we have no structure whatsoever for this exercise.
No. But that's the thing. After this first one, well, I have a nice Google Doc with a lot of stuff on here.
Oh, nice.
So if you want to look at it too, it is on our Wise Guys Doc. I should have told you that before we started recording.
Not nice.
But anywho. Anyways. So the bottom of the AFC East, let's just get into the meat of this thing. The bottom of the AFC East is, of course, my New England Patriots. Their odds to win the division are a whopping 2,500 to win the AFC East. Their odds to make the playoffs are plus 900. Their odds to win the Super Bowl are plus 18,000. And their over-under team totals is 4.5. All right. Now I laid the groundwork. I'll give my little spiel on the.
Oh, 4.5 is horrible.
Yeah, they're not good odds, and it's not a good team.
Just being an NFL team, you'd think you'd just take the over on that.
That's the thing. Their schedule is rough. If you take a look at their schedule, it's very bad.
Gotcha. Okay.
They don't have.
How's that possible though? They're playing a last place schedule.
The AFC is just.
What division are you guys playing this year?
We're playing, I believe. Sorry, give me one second. We're playing, I think, NFC East. No, we did that last year. NFC West. NFC
no.
West, that's why. Because it's another hard NFC division. And then we play...
Got it.
And then we play the AFC South, who the Titans is the worst team. And the Colts are better. And, and we get the Bears, but the Bears are better. That was because of our fourth place schedule. Cardinals, I think.
Cardinals. Finished worse in the AFC North, too. Like, that's not going to be a bad team.
Yeah, Bengals. Yeah, it's the Bengals. Yeah, and we get them week one.
Yeah,
we're getting tough. They don't have, like, they're not favored in any of their games. We went over this when we went over the schedule. They're a rough team on paper, but only because the teams around them are so much better. I think if this is an NFC team, they're over under a 6.5. And I think they have a rookie quarterback who probably won't play until hopefully week 10, week 11, if that. And they have a lot of young wide receivers that haven't proven themselves. They have Kendrick Bourne, who's had a couple good decent seasons, but he's like their wide receiver one. Their O-line is going to be their Achilles heel. They lose all these games. If they lose under four games, it's because their O-line couldn't protect anyone. And there's just a lot of young pieces on this team that need to formulate their names, and they haven't had the spotlight to do it because they've been so bad. And this is the season I just hope to see some breakout players, hope to see some young pieces that shine on the offense, and hopefully the defense continues to be above average to average.
That's my main curiosity point is this is year one without Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
The defense, even when this team, like the last few years when this team has been mediocre to like they were last year,
mm-hmm.
the defense was still one of the top units in the NFL. Like, didn't last year they went on a stretch where they're like the lowest scoring defense in the league and they were like 1-7 or something. I forget what the exact stat was, but it was like every week. It was just another week where they gave up 13 points.
I think they held opponents to a stretch. It was like 8-week stretch where they held opponents to like 18 points a game and they won one of those games.
Yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. So I am curious as to like, I don't know how much roster overturn you had on that side of the ball, but like, was Belichick the reason that defense was always good?
That's going to be a very interesting question that we'll find out right away. It seems like, they're facing the Bengals week one. So they're going up against a high powered offense right away. They're going to see.
They always start slow though.
That's true. That's true. They do start slow, and Burrow is already injured.
Perfect week one.
So it is a good week one matchup. But that being said, they still have to go up against Jamar Chase. They still have to go up against a decent O-line. And it'll be interesting to see how Mayo takes care of this defense. I mean, he was technically our pseudo-defensive coordinator. He wasn't by name because, God forbid, Belichick gave her staff a qualified title. But he was calling the defensive plays, so hopefully that kind of stays all the same. There wasn't a lot of turnover between the players on the defensive side of the ball, and that same with the whole team. There's not a lot of turnover within the whole team. They re-signed a lot of their guys that were going to be free agents this year, and they didn't do much outside free agency work. So I guess they're trusting what they were building at the end of the Belichick era, which is interesting because then you fire the guy who you're re-signing all these players for, but you know, it'll be an interesting year one. And it's not like college. No year zero here. Year one.
I was going to ask if this feels like year zero.
No year zero in NFL football. You're here. You'll start bringing in guys starting next year. And, like, really, he started bringing in guys this year if he really wanted to. And it didn't seem like they had a priority to do that. So I think they know that they're going to be a below 5-win team.
It's tough when we're like, there's another comparison to college where we're like, there's very little roster turnover here.
Mm-hmm.
In college, when you say that, it's a good thing because the guys are 19 years old and like the strides in development that they make in a system like with another year of development, like especially college basketball, if you're like, we're returning 4 starters, even if we weren't a great team, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
In the NFL, and you're returning most of a team that was dog shit.
Yeah, it's not. They're not.
It's not like, yeah. Not great.
No, and there's always like, yeah, like and it's funny because all the moves that they re-signed, like these are moves I would have done. I'm not bashing any of those moves. They're all safe moves. I feel like they're all pretty good contracts that they signed them to. But they're not like, I know what you're saying. They're not like, it's not like we're getting an outside free. We're not like getting a Davante Adams to change up the whole offense. We're not getting a free safety agency market that's changing the whole defense. You know, like we're not going after Jesse Bates to change up the whole defense. We're just sitting here re-signing Jabril Peppers, which I'm all right with. But you're right. Yep. It's incremental changes, unlike college football, where it's like, oh, our whole recruiting class is now 20, and they're gonna be dogs. All right.
Yeah, but who knows? It's the NFL.
That's the other thing with this Pats team. There's a world where like Drake May's just good. And I know that's bias. Like it's something I'm hoping for, of course. And there's a world where he just like is good and like plays by week 4 or 5 and like this team wins like 6 games. And, like, that's, like, their Super Bowl. But who knows? You're right. It's the NFL. One thing I wanted to get off my chest before we move on from the Pats is everyone was talking about the Joe Milton in the first preseason game and how he looked better than Drake May. And everyone and people were asking me, like, oh, what do you think about that? Why should – I don't care. Who cares which one's better? If one of them's better than the other one, then have that one play. I don't care if he's drafted seventh round or first overall. Like, let's have the best guy play.
He's not better than Drake May.
No, I don't think he's better than Drake May. No, yeah, just for people, yeah, to be clear, I don't think he's better than Drake May.
Yes, but yeah, I mean, you're right, obviously.
Like, if it's an RG3 Kirk Cousins situation, I'd much rather take the Kirk Cousins.
You'll take it.
Yeah, and that's
let's
settle down. Though.
Let's not overreact on the preseason.
He did look awesome in preseason, though. He slung it. All right, let's go next highest odds in the AFC East. Be the Miami Dolphins at plus 200 to win the division, minus 155 to make the playoffs, plus 2,200 to win the Super Bowl, and over under 9.5 wins season total. What do you think about that, Chris?
Minus 155 to make the playoffs seems like not great value. With how many teams, good teams there are in the AFC. Like, I don't love this Dolphins team.
They're worrisome.
Did they get any better?
They didn't get any better. They got worse on the defensive line, at least. They got Tua and Tyreek paid. I think the issue, though, is their offensive scheme is becoming kind of like a one-trick pony. Got a bunch of fast guys. We can do RPOs. We can do Tyreek Hill, run a streak. Beat everyone. And then we can run the ball with the fastest guys in the league. And I'm sure it'll work in the regular season. And I'm sure it's not going to work.
It's cold.
Yeah, and then I was going to say, I'm sure it's not going to work come playoff time. I do want to see their schedule before we talk about their over-under wins. But,
I mean, if the Pats schedule is hard,
yeah,
then
I'm sure
the schedule is going to be harder.
Yeah, I agree.
So, because it'll only be three games that are different, right?
Yes.
Because they'll be playing
they'll be playing the third place teams, I guess, for, like, instead of the Bears, they're going to be playing the, what would be the Vikings?
Or Packers.
They got second.
The Jets were third.
They'll be playing the.
Yeah, so they'll see the Packers.
Yeah,
and
they
they'll
play the
see
Packers later. But, like, they still play the Niners.
Chargers.
They still play the Texans. They play the Browns, Raiders.
Raiders.
That's nothing. Jaguars. I think that's the other team we're thinking of. Actually, no, they're playing.
I thought
the
you all
played South.
The
yeah,
South.
Yeah, we're playing the South.
This is going to be. Yeah, we might have to stop doing this.
Okay. All right. That's okay. We don't have to do that.
Trying to figure out.
It's
which teams like. Well, we could just. I guess I could just look it up, but.
They do have a hard schedule, though. They lost a massive piece in Christian Wilkins. They got a couple rookies to back them up, but they're
Ben Ginkle gone too, right?
Yeah, they lost Ginkle.
Son somewhere.
So they're missing some pass rush. They got the anti wise guy in the guy from Penn State, Chop Robinson.
Oh, Chop.
And yeah, they have one of my wise guys in Mohamed Kamara. So. Competing forces there to see which rookie gets the snaps there. I don't know. This team is like, they're one of the most confusing teams for me because I know they're going to win regular season games that they have no business of winning, but I have no faith in them in the playoffs. So like 9.5 to me doesn't seem. The other thing, like there's, I always forget, there's 17 games they play. I think 9.5 is pretty safe. I think they win 10. At least
be safe over, yeah.
Yeah. Even though I don't think they're like a world-beating team.
No, I don't either. I don't know. Like, how many times are we gonna do this song and dance with Tua? That's the thing.
I'm not worried
about their defense. I think they'll be like not gonna be world beaters. They'll be a fine unit. Like, not a liability.
They also lost
Uncle Fangio. It did. Yes. The Dark Lord.
Mm-hmm. So that could be big.
Yeah. Could be. Yeah, I completely forgot. He went to the Eagles, right?
Yes.
Uncle Fang. Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like we've just seen everything that we're gonna see from this team. You know?
I agree.
Like, I don't see any improvement on either side of the ball.
I completely agree.
Tua somehow takes it. Like, he is the guy. He's the one who has to take the step.
Yeah, and they paid him in such they paid him that money to carry them over the leap, over than what he's been doing. And you're right, they haven't marginally improved in any way since Tyreek Hill, since Jalen Ramsey last year. There's been no they've only lost big pieces since then, and have done little in depth to bring them back. I mean, they will get some injuries back on the defense.
Find a lot of old guys on defense.
They kind of do. Like, I mean, they're bringing back
Kendall Fuller. They brought in Jack Barrett. How old is he?
He retired.
He's gotta be pretty old now, right?
He's done. He retired. I'm pretty sure that he's not even gonna play. Yeah, I think he retired like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago. Wait, so he signed a contract then?
Yeah.
Who else did that? One of the Commanders linemen, Sadiq Charles, I think it was, signed with the Titans, and then he retired.
It's like, man, I guess there's he's like, man, I don't want to do this training camp. Screw this.
Yeah, right. Just one more training camp. Yeah.
Maybe it's not That's worth right. it.
Yeah,
they got Jordan right,
well,
Poyer. I forgot about
so
that.
He's literally so old that he just retired.
They did get Jordan Poyer. I forgot about that.
Poyer, who's
old,
30 something.
Yeah, he's very old. So they have an old aging defense with a couple rookies that they could replace in, but they haven't proved themselves. I mean, Bradley Chubb is coming back from injury. Jalen Phillips, who they drafted last year, is coming back from injury. So that should help on their defensive side, but. Again, marginal improvements. I do think 10-win team. I think over 9.5 is a good bet.
Yep. I would take that.
All right. Let's go on. The next favorite. Do you have a guess on who the next favorite is for the AFC East?
I already looked at the.
Oh, okay. Well, they're tied.
Be put in the dock. Shouldn't have told me that the dock was.
Yeah, it's true. It's all right. There.
I read your. Line before you said it too.
Nice. All right. Well, then I can't read this thing now. No, I'm just kidding. All right.
I'm not looking at it right now.
All right. Well, let's go with the Bills. The Bills and Jets are tied at plus 180 to win the AFC East. We'll start with the Bills, and then we'll talk about if they should be tied to win them. The Bills are plus 1500 to win the Super Bowl, minus 175 to make the playoffs, and over under 10.5 wins. I wrote this down in the doc just so Chris knows. I think that they're stuck. I think they were at a champ. They were at a championship roster. They couldn't get it done. Now they're stuck in like a. They're not a mid roster. They're above average roster, with an elite quarterback. That I still don't think can win the Super Bowl. Just like it's just missed their opportunity to win the Super Bowl and is now playing to play in the AFC Championship.
I mean, this is the worst roster they've had around Allen since
his rookie second year
for the first time.
Yeah.
Who are the playmakers on this team?
It's Allen
Kincaid.
It's Kincaid. And it's Allen. It's their running back.
Like, you better hope that Keon Coleman.
Yeah, you better
like,
hope.
Like, if he's a bust, they have no one.
No, they got your guy, Curtis Samuel. They got Khalil Shakir from last
Such
year.
Such a nothing.
Who came on at the end of the scene last year. Their defense, though, got eviscerated. They lost three key players.
Both starting safeties.
Both starting safeties, middle linebacker.
Actually, three guys in the secondary.
Yeah, Tre'Davion White, he's out of the picture now.
Although they did replace him.
Yeah, and he was injured last year, so he didn't play for them anyways.
Yeah, they got had Russell Douglas replace him.
Yes. Yeah, and Russell Douglas was pretty good for them. But they have they're worried about, like, I think some guy named like CJ Benyard is like one of their corners that they're worried about that has to play now. There's not a lot of turnover. And unlike with the Patriots, these are some good players that they're missing. And they're older players. I mean, we'll give you that. They're older, aging players. But when you gave Von Miller all that money 2 years ago, you should have thought about that when now the rest of your defense is pretty
visceral. Yeah. I mean, like, when you – I was just looking earlier and I pulled it back up. But if you look at, like, just a list of offseason losses, it's shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a long
Diggs,
list.
Gabe Davis, Shaq Lawson, Tim Settle, Leonard Floyd, Davis White, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer.
God, I didn't know they lost Leonard Floyd. I forgot about Leonard Floyd and Shaq Lawson too.
Yep.
So when they had, I remember a couple years ago when it was like week one or two and they were facing the Rams and they had all those D linemen that they could sub in and out. Now that second unit that they were able to sub in, that's their starting lineup. That's what they have to run with.
Yes.
So they better hope those guys developed, because they were good and decent when they were rookies, but they didn't develop to be the all-star, the all NFL caliber players that they thought they were going to be. What is it in NFL? It's not all NFL. It's what, all pro? All pro in the NFL?
All pro, yeah.
So they need a big step up from who's in the middle? Ed Oliver. I think they got like a guy named Boogie Brasham a couple years ago. AJ Epinesa might not even be on the team anymore out of Penn State. I think he's on the Panthers. But
no, he is.
He is on the team, AJ Epinesa. So he needs to step up. Like all those pass rushers that they kept drafting over and over again. It's time for them to fill in those
roles. Yeah, Gregory Rousseau.
Yep, Gregory Rousseau. Guys like them. So they have the depth to step up. It's just if they are going to step up, I guess would be the case.
Well, and there's no more depth, like you said earlier.
Yes, there's no more depth, and there's
had the depth to, like, they were able to sacrifice it, but now it's not a luxury. Whereas if you start dealing with injuries again, you're in trouble.
Yeah, and their secondary, I mean, who's even in their secondary anymore?
They drafted a safety, right?
Yeah, they drafted a cornerback a couple years ago out of Florida.
Cole Bishop and Taylor Rapp. Those are their starting safeties.
Oh, Taylor Rapp's not bad. I like Taylor Rapp. Rasul Douglas, Kyrie Elam, yeah, Christian Benford. These are all, like, Christian Benford's all right. Cam Lewis is like, these guys are all depth guys. Now they're all going to have to start and make a name for themselves. Same, I mean, middle linebacker, they got Matt Milano, and that's it. Terrell Bernard's going to have to step in.
Like, I mean, that was a major piece that they missed a lot of last season.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's gonna be interesting to see who's gonna be playing for this team. They have Von Miller as the second edge to AJ Epinesa. I'm looking at their depth chart. Yeah. That's bad.
How old is Von? I mean, he's like
34 or 35.
Didn't he get in trouble again?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised though.
There's something with him.
It's funny. There's normally like a old pass rusher that lingers until like the end of free agency, but I don't think there's one this year.
Mm-hmm. What team is Clowney?
Clowney's on the Panthers.
Okay.
Clowney would have been good for this team. He would have been a good. They could have used him here. All right.
He just shows up.
He does.
I think there is one.
Like, Clowney underrated had a best season of his career last year.
Yeah.
It's weird how these guys...
Wait, Ryan Tannehill's a free agent?
Yeah, apparently the Dolphins are looking at him as a backup.
Kareem Hunt.
Oh, God.
Wait, what? How's Kareem Hunt?
I think the Browns, he only did 1 year with the Browns.
Slant Boy is a free agent.
Yes. Yeah, Slant Boy could be a Bill.
This is crazy.
Mike Thomas.
Looking at this list, like Hunter Renfro.
Get him on the Bills. He could be on the Bills.
Richie James. Richie James could be a Bill. Mm. Juju.
Richie James doesn't do anything for me. Juju.
Jimmy Graham is not retired yet.
Oh, yeah. He played for the Saints last year, didn't he?
Did he?
I could have sworn he played for the Saints. All right, we're getting on a tangent now.
Sorry, I'm just trying to find a
pass rusher we can give them.
There's a lot of them out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yannick Ngakoue.
Oh, classic. There you go.
R. Lawson.
Yannick Ngakoue is going to be a free agent every year, I feel like.
Jack right. Lawson's on there, but I don't think he counts.
I guess they bring him back by now, right? Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, let's go to the favorites in the AFC East, a tied favorites, plus 180 to win the division. That is the New York Jets. They are also minus 175 to make the playoffs, and they are plus 2,000 to win the Super Bowl, with their over-under being 9.5. I'm kind of in on the Jets. Why am I kind of in?
Oh, damn it. That's what I was going to say. I was kind of drinking the Jets Kool-Aid. Yeah. I don't know what we're doing. Like, is there something we're missing here?
I don't know. 9.5
They're still one of the best defenses.
9.5 seems way too low.
If Rodgers stays healthy, he's Aaron Rodgers.
They're winning 9.5 games. I'll give you that. They're winning 10.
I would think, like, I don't. What's their Super Bowl odds?
Plus 2,000.
Plus 2,000? I mean, it's not worth a shot.
It's not nothing.
They're the Jets. That's the problem. They're still the Jets. And you brought in Tyron Smith to play left tackle. He's not going to last the whole season.
But then they drafted the guy.
Fashanu. But wasn't he supposed to be super raw?
Yeah, but that means he can play in the second half of the season.
I guess so. Who'd they sign at right tackle? Don't they have two new tackles? Morgan Moses is so reliable, right?
Pancakes, man.
Have Garrett Wilson. You have Mike Williams.
No one else.
Have Breece Hall.
No one else at wide receiver.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's fine. I only need two. Yeah. Well, Mike Williams will get hurt. He'll play 8 games.
While you're listing the rest, I'll see who their third.
The Lazard, I guess. That's
another. Yeah, I was going to say.
And Lazard, like, Rodgers likes Lazard. He's a fine 3, I think.
Is he still? Yeah, he is still on the team.
I don't know, man. Like, if Rodgers is. I don't know what percentage of Rodgers you have to get. Like, how much of a downgrade are you getting from the last season we saw him play football when he wasn't great?
Well, and
right, he had the back-to-back MVP years, though, like not that long ago.
And then he got hurt. Well, and then he did all right, and then he got hurt.
Right.
He did mediocre, right, and then got hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. They also got Malachi Corey, Ethan's wise guy of the draft. So that's a wide receiver for them to play with too. I don't know what we're missing here. I can't see. Besides that, they're wearing New York Jets uniforms and running out on MetLife Field is really the only thing that I'm going against this team. And I guess they have to prove that they're not the Jets anymore.
He wasn't great his last year in Green Bay, and he did play a full season.
Okay, that was last
8-9, 3,600 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 picks.
Okay, no Adams. He was planning on leaving the whole time. But he did. I mean, I don't know. It's not a great season. I don't want to also now defend Rodgers. But when you can get... All right, but either way, you get Aaron Rodgers. He's a light years better than Zach Wilson. And they won, what, 6 games last year? 8 games? 7? Games.
I think they're 7-10.
So, Aaron Rodgers gives me at least 4 more wins. Like, it's just that...
You would think.
Yeah.
You think it's that simple?
Yes.
I don't know, like, we might just be doing the Rams thing again.
What do you mean?
Like, they've assembled a squad to win now.
Yeah, I know.
And everyone's just like, yeah, it's not going to work. It did before. It
did. That's a, I mean,
he's only won one Super Bowl. Doesn't he have another one in him?
No. No. And he talked all this talk. He's got to back it up at some point, right?
I can't. I don't know if I can do the Jets, though. Like, I can't. I don't know if I can stake my reputation on the Jets this year.
We don't have to, though. That's the thing. But it is, it's an interesting conversation that we're both kind of in. Yes, yeah, yeah. But it's interesting that we're both, because we were both so out last year. But they were better, like, even with Rodgers perfectly healthy, they're better than they were last year.
Yes.
And I kind of like, did you see the Hassan Reddick stuff?
What, didn't he, like, ask for a trade and they said no?
And Joe Douglas comes out on social media and goes, we're not going to trade you. We just traded for you, and you're supposed to report to camp. We'll see you in camp Monday. And I thought that was a baller move. I mean, use social media to your advantage. If he's going to report that he wants to trade out, just, I mean, you just traded for him. So, hell no, you're staying here. I feel like if the Jets, like, they folded and, like, made some pity trade offer and got, like, some bad compensation back, be like, oh, the Jets are the Jets still. We're screwed. That gives me some itch, some herbs. Maybe the Jets are back. Maybe the Jets are here.
I feel like it's just either it's so boom or bust. Like, they're either 6-11 or they're 13-4.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I think the 6-11 only comes if Rodgers gets injured, though, right?
Not necessarily. I think, like, if he's worse than he was that last year in Green Bay, which is possible, so we're talking about another year on his body plus an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
It's such an unknown.
All right.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, though.
Hey, all we're doing here is previewing. We're not making any predictions. So that is our AFC East preview. Nice wrapply. Wrap done nice and nice. We did a good time there. We did a good job there.
Yeah,
we'll save all the predictions and stuff for, we'll have a whole gambling episode, so don't worry about that. Let's go. NFC East. We'll start off with the bottom again with your Washington. Oh wait, no.
Damn, really?
Nope. I lied. Starting with the New York Giants, baby. All right. So, New York Giants. Their odds to win the NFC East are plus 2,000. Their Super Bowl odds are plus 1,500. And odds to make the playoffs are plus 400.
That's got to be 15,000, right?
15,000. Sorry, 15,000. Yeah. And team totals is 6.5. Team total wins. It's a little high.
I'm so down on the Giants, but I'm always
talked
down
about
on
it
Giants,
a little bit. We talked about it a little bit last episode with the team rankings and the team tiers. Hard Knocks did not paint a pretty picture for the Giants for us. I say the only bright
Dable hot seat.
Dable's on the hot seat for sure. Then he needs to prove that the playoff win wasn't just a fluke. So does Daniel Jones. Mm. And they marginally replaced their the show was about how their stars were leaving them and how they replaced them with marginally cheaper players.
Yes. And then upgraded a position that was already a position of strength.
Yeah. Yeah. But
so
I will say the one, if you're a Giants fan, you're just watching the season from Malik Nabers. He's gonna be fun. He's gonna be exciting. Even with Daniel Jones throwing him hospital balls, even with him throwing some ducks to him, he's gonna have some good plays. He's gonna make some catches that he had no business catching. Hopefully they get him in some good like wide receiver you know, screens or somewhere where they can give him the ball and Daniel Jones doesn't have to do a lot of work. But he should be the only bright spot on this team. The defense is going to be abysmal.
No, the defensive line is going to be it.
Yes, the defense.
If that unit stays healthy, Thibodeau, Lawrence, and Burns,
mm-hmm.
like that's it is scary. I will say, like they will get to Dean Daniels a lot.
Yeah, that's going to be. That is, you're right. It is. It's one of the best D lines in the league.
Yeah,
and. One I completely forgot about. You're right there. That was a good bright spot. But their secondary is not going to be good. Their linebackers aren't going to be good.
Defense matters less than offense. I know that defense wins championships. That's not how the NFL works anymore.
I think it does work.
And their offense.
It works at the end of your timeline, though. Your defense has to win you the championship once your offense is up to par with everyone else.
Right.
Yeah. Like
I'm not saying like you can win with a bad defense.
I know. I see what you're saying.
But like a great defense is not winning you a Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
And we've seen some like historically good defenses just flip. Like the last one that I can remember that like actually carried a team was the Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah, but they also had like they had Osweiler for half the season, and then they had like the corpse of Peyton Manning, so at least like his mind was there, and he wasn't throwing the ball away. But you're right, I know what you're saying.
Like, if you put Daniel Jones on that Broncos team with this offense, their pass rush will be good. I don't know about any other position group, like, seriously.
I 100% agree. I think their secondary is trash. I think their offensive line is very bad. And I think they downgraded that running back. They downgraded in at the safety position. So yeah, good offseason for the Giants.
You flatlined a quarterback.
Yeah.
Neighbors, yes, we'll be excited. Like, when was Odell's last year in New York? 2017, 2018 maybe? So it's been a long time since they've had
a fun wide
an
receiver.
Actual playmaker to be excited about. I guess Barkley, but yeah, a wide receiver.
But Barkley was just getting tackled behind the line every game. So.
And they have whiffed on so many draft picks and free agent signings. It's like, it's so upsetting.
It's almost impressive.
It is. So yeah, I like, hopefully for their sake, Neighbors was just such an obvious pick that they can't screw that up. But you never know. I'm really down on this team.
Yeah, it's not good feels.
Like I just can't. I can't get behind Daniel Jones.
No, and I think every Giants fan agrees with us here.
Yeah, I think they'll win some ugly games this year. Like they might not be league worst record. I don't think they're that bad. I think they have enough talent on the other side of the ball. They will win some games if Daniel Jones can just be a game manager.
Yeah,
they could flirt with 500, but you know,
it'll take a lot for that to happen. Yeah, that'll take a lot for them to happen. All right, let's go to
beat the Commanders twice, almost no doubt.
Speaking of which,
every year
Commanders are plus 900 to win the NFC East, and they are plus 260 to make the playoffs, plus 12,000 to win the Super Bowl, and they also have 6.5 over under.
All fair, I'd say. I'd honestly expect the playoff odds to be a bit longer.
Yeah, pretty tight on the playoff odds.
This roster is really, really bad still. Like, they've had 1 year with the new regime, one draft class, one free agency class. It's going to take some time. This secondary is probably going to be the worst secondary that I've seen in my life. Hopefully Mikey Sanders still lives up to the hype that Nick Saban gave him. But again, he's your nickel corner. The guys on the edge are like Forbes. It's going to be rough. Again, I think I don't have a lot of confidence in St. Juice.
I don't have a lot of confidence in Michael Davis, who they signed. So unless Dan Quinn is like literally a miracle worker with defensive backs, which he might be pretty damn close, but I think, I mean, this unit is abysmal.
So this is how I've kind of tottered with the roster of the Commanders, is that they replaced a bunch of failed draft picks with like marginal to above average veterans.
Depends on the position. I mean, linebacker is the one where they upgraded significantly.
Yeah.
So you bring in Bobby Wagner to replace freaking Cody Barton,
mm-hmm.
who was dreadful. That's a huge upgrade. I know he's old. He's not in his prime. He still led the league in tackles last year, and he's still Bobby Wagner. So that's a huge upgrade. I think Frankie Louvu at the other linebacker spot is big. He's a guy who's not like a typical off-ball linebacker. He rushes the passer a lot and just flies around. So when you go from Barton and Jamin Davis to those two guys, that's a pretty huge upgrade. In terms of pass rush, yeah, I mean, you traded away Chase and Montez, who, I mean, Chase just like completely plateaued. It even got worse. Montez was productive, but would have warranted too big of a contract to keep around. So you bring in Dorrance Armstrong from the Cowboys, who's solid. You bring in a couple vets, Clinton Farrell, Dante Fowler, who are C pluses mm-hmm. at best, probably.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're professional players.
That's a thing. Like, you guys just got couple professionals instead of, like, you guys replace some of your unprofessionals with just a couple professionals.
Yeah. I didn't say it. Please.
Poor Jamin got cut. Yeah,
see, he got cut?
I'm 90% sure. Don't break your computer over it, but I'm 90% sure.
He played on Saturday.
Oh, then maybe not. I could have sworn he got cut last week.
I don't think he got. They moved him to edge.
Yeah.
He's with the pass rushers now. I think he played a lot. I think he was on the field for the last drive of the game, though. Which is not a good sign. I wouldn't be shocked if he gets cut. They already declined his fifth year. But yeah, so all the Ron guys are getting squeezed out. It's not even squeezed out, like they just suck.
You want to know the top headline for when you look up Jamin Davis and go to news? It says, Jamin Davis, quote, having a lot of fun working out with the edge rushers. I'm glad he's having
enjoy fun. Enjoy it while it lasts, buddy.
Yeah, I'm glad he's having fun.
Get ready to learn defenders. He's going to be a DC like defender legend. It's a bad team, and that's just the defense. They signed Martavis Bryant today.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives you some insight on how the wide receiver room is looking.
Yeah, I saw that.
Apparently, Dotson's stock is plummeting.
Oh, poor Docs.
They're working him out at slot. Whenever you change someone's position, that's not good.
No, not good at all.
Not a good thing.
No.
It's like a last ditch. Maybe it'll work here.
Well, it's like, didn't you already draft McCaffrey to be your slot?
Yeah, I don't think he's impressed at all. This is a very negative. I've been way too excited. So this is all negative. I'm trying to talk myself down here is what's happening.
Don't go to training camp if you want to be excited. To be fair, I went to the last one without pads. So all they did was like a bunch of kick like a bunch of punting drills, literally. And then they had they had one cool drill where they were trying to do a 2-minute drive, but it always ended in a field goal. It never ended in a touchdown. So that wasn't the only touchdown that I saw that day was a pick six from Marcus Mariota. Luckily, it wasn't. Luckily it wasn't Daniels, but it was from Mariota.
People hate Mariota. I don't know why.
Is it like in the locker room type of thing too? Like, or is it like the fans?
No, no, no. Fans hate him.
Because I was going to say, like,
I don't think anyone in the locker room hates him. He's Marcus Mariota.
No worries. That it's a, yeah, he's definitely not going to be playing for long. And I'm surprised he only got 4 snaps in the preseason. I'm surprised they didn't send him out there for all of them. Well, but Daniels was looking good though, right?
Yes. See, this is where it gets dangerous. Because he threw 3 balls.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran it once. First pass, he sailed over Eckler's head. It was just like a little screen pass.
Is this Mariota or Daniels?
Daniels.
Okay.
Then he threw a 42-yard dot to Diami Brown.
Nice.
On a play. He's that fighting he checked for the roster. Out of. So, that's the other thing. Like, people are all in on Diami Brown now.
I heard he's back. That's
fourth year in the NFL.
Insight. Yeah, I was gonna say my insight is that he's back.
Yeah, the wide receiver room is McLaurin, who obviously, like, you know what you're gonna get. He's your number one. And then you have.
Sorry, wait.
Zacchaeus. Yeah, go ahead.
McLaurin has his own private training camp. Workouts, it's pretty sweet.
Let's see.
Yeah, like he doesn't need to be working out with the rest of the bums.
Yeah. So you have him, and then you have either Dotson or Brown. I guess Brown is the number two.
Oh God.
On the outside, you have Dotson in the slot, and then you have Luke McCaffrey, Zacchaeus from the Eagles, and Martavis Bryant.
Don't forget about Damir Byrd. He was there.
Yeah, sure. I think they cut Dax Milne.
Oh, Knox. He was supposed to be. It was him and Diami Brown. It's like, oh, we got all of Sam Howell's receivers here. It's time to lock and load.
Hey, Dax Milne was Zach Wilson's guy.
Oh, okay. I thought he was also UNC. Yeah.
Receiver room bad.
My guy Adam said that Ben Sinnott
looks good.
Yeah.
He looks like Chris Cooley.
Alright, well that's good. That's good.
So yeah. That's baller. Looks good. All the draft picks look good.
I was gonna say, it looks like at least you guys have a fun draft class so far.
Yeah, and that's why I prefaced it with it's been one year with this regime.
Yeah.
So give him 2-3 years.
Well, it's funny. Like, you have a fun just team. Throw out last year's draft class and the last 3. Just like throw them out.
Dude, the last 10 years.
Yeah, like you're starting from ground zero on
Sam Cosmi.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah, maybe everyone Brian Robinson.
I guess. Yeah, running backs grow on trees.
Yeah,
I'm not like. You drafted one from Alabama. Like, that really screwed that up.
Yeah. No, every it's funny. Pick. Like, even Terry, it's like.
Every pick was bad.
It's like, oh, you got a wide receiver from Ohio State.
I don't think that was him. That wasn't even him.
No, it wasn't. But, like, even that, it's like, no, you got the wide receiver
from Ohio State. Yeah. Right, like, Mohammed Madden.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm looking at the draft board. I'm like, no, he went to Ohio State. Take him.
Yeah, I'll probably take that guy. They're always wide open. But it is kind of like you have a blank canvas for a team, which is kind of nice. I mean, like, now you don't, of course.
You don't see that in the NFL a lot.
No, there's some paint on there now, but the picture's coming together.
It's getting,
yeah.
You're chipping it off.
All right.
I think Davis gets cut. Phil Mathis, who was their second round pick, like 2 years ago, a D tackle. He's probably going to get cut.
Yeah, I remember him.
Played like 4 games. There's like an interview with him. At the end of last season, he's like, man, you can just like feel the culture shift, like all this stuff. It's like, dude, you played like 8 snaps. Like, you're on your way out, buddy.
You could feel it. Oh, man.
If you look at, if you want to see depressing things, just make a list of Ron Rivera draft picks. It's shocking.
It's funny. Our two teams, I think, messed up the draft the most. Within the past 5 years, mm-hmm. Where it's not like we made like the worst mistakes on the board. Cause there was definitely some worse mistakes that there's some other teams made.
Like, collectively.
But, like, collectively, we just got a whole lot of nothing out of 5 years worth of drafts.
Yes.
It's funny because it's really
hard to
find. Like, we haven't had a good, our best draft pick since we started the podcast is like Christian Gonzalez for me, which was last year, and he got played four games. Yeah. And what would be the best draft pick since we started the podcast for you?
For Washington?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I think it's Cosme. He's a right guard.
Yeah. Sarah Cosby. So if we ever want to wonder like what happened to our teams, I think it's because we started the podcast.
When was Allen drafted? I think Allen was drafted like 17. So it's been a long time.
Yeesh. That's rough.
Shocking.
It is.
It really is. Like, it's unbelievable. If they just took number one on Kuiper's big board every time, they did.
They'd have at least five studs. Yeah, at least they have five studs. All right, whatever. No need to mellow in the past. Let's move on.
Under six and a half. Six is a good number.
Six is a good number. It's a weird number. I wish it would have made the Giants 5.5. It would have made me like 6.5 for the Washington a lot better. All right, let's go to the Cowboys. At least we can both collectively laugh at the Cowboys. They're the same team. They're the same team as last year and the past 3 years. They got, I'll tell you right now, they got, what's his name? I have it right here. Michael Kendricks, and they traded for Andrew Bluth, and they got Zeke back. That's your offseason right there. And they're going to be the same team as last year. They don't want to give CeeDee Lamb money. They said they're going all
Jerry
in.
Jerry misses him, though.
Jerry does miss him. I mean, what is there else to say about, like, this is the most boring team in the NFL. There's nothing to say about them.
It might be, yeah. Did you see the picture from Franny Camp where there were, like, 12 people in the bleachers?
No.
That was pretty funny.
That's awesome. Because I'd be fed up, too. If you're the Cowboys, you're supposed to be this big brand. You're supposed to, and you have the quarterback, quote unquote, according to everyone in the building. You have the number one wide receiver. You had a good offensive line throughout this whole time, and now it just keeps getting worse and worse. And you have a generational guy in Michael Parsons on the defensive side. So there's no excuse not to bolster this roster as any way they can. I don't know how Andrew Booth has been in the NFL, but I know in college he was good, so that's a decent trade on that point. But I don't know what they're doing. I didn't read their odds, first of all. So they're plus six. God. Let me take a deep breath real quick. They're plus 160 to win the NFC East. They are minus 210 to make the playoffs. They are plus 1900 to win the Super Bowl. And their over under is over 10 wins. They're over 10.5. And they are the most bet under in, according to BetMGM.
I mean, they've won 12 games for like 6 years in a row.
I don't understand that. I don't understand that at all. I think they're going to win 11, 12 games just like they have been.
I do too. I mean, they got worse, but not a lot worse.
No, and not any, like, as we just said, not any, like, marginally better or worse in any capability than they have the past.
Right.
4 years.
I think that they like the tackle that they drafted too.
Mazi Smith.
Layton.
Oh. The offensive tackle.
No. From Oklahoma. Oh, they like tackle. But who knows?
Yeah, I mean, are they and like say they hit on that tackle. Like they already had a good offensive tackle. They already had good players in those positions. And I don't know. They're gonna lose in the second round.
Their coordinator.
They're gonna lose their offensive coordinator. They're gonna lose in the first round or the second round of the playoffs. Yeah, they lost Kellen Moore too. He went to the Eagles. So I don't know what we already said everything. I already said. I'm just gonna keep repeating what I said.
Maybe it'll fall apart.
Maybe. Jerry Jones or not Jerry Jones, but McCarthy hot seat. He needs to put them over the edge.
No, he's been on the hot seat for years.
Well, yeah, they'll never
been on the hot seat since the day they hired him.
That's a good point. So
Brian Schottenheimer is their offensive coordinator.
None of their moves pushed them over the edge of where they were. And now they're
Mike Zimmer is the defensive coordinator.
Ooh, Mike. Big Mike Zimmer's back. I don't know. They seem like an 11-win team to me. They seem like a great regular season team. They're going to look great in the dome on Sunday Night Football at Jerry's World. And they're going to lose to the Packers in the playoffs. So that's my preview for them. I think Dak's going to look great. I think CeeDee Lamb's going to play and look great. I think Brandon Cooks is always a fantasy sleeper. And I'm sure Zeke will look fine. I'm sure he's going to look old, but he'll look fine.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the Eagles. The favorites in the NFC East, they are at -220 to win the division. They are +1,500 to win the Super Bowl, -250 to make the playoffs, and their over-under is 10.5 wins. Are these win totals low?
Totals seem low.
I was just going to say, are these win totals low? 10.5, it does not seem like a lot of wins.
What does schedule look like? Again, like, this is a team that, I mean, they completely fell apart at the end of last year, and they still won 11, 12 games.
Exactly. So, our Eagles fan, Shane, he said that he's confident in their offense. He's claiming that even with Kelce retiring, that this is the highest-powered offense that the Eagles have had in years. He said that...
Why? What's the grounds for that?
I think it's because of Saquon and their wide receivers. He said that the only issue, he said the only issues might be the right guard position on the offensive line. He said the Saquon is their best running back.
He's not worried about center at all.
No, he said they're sliding some guy that they were grooming to put in the center, into the center position. I can get that guy's name.
Okay. I'll get up with the groomer.
This was me saying this now. I said running back Saquon has been the best running back in years, and now he will have his best O-line of his career. Shane says
that. Yeah, I mean, that is true.
Shane claims that the Super Bowl hangover is now out of the locker room, and that will be not a distraction in the locker room.
So they started the year 10-1, but the reason that they fell apart was the Super Bowl hanging.
Yeah. He said the locker room was getting too much of them. He seems to be frustrated with they got another, yet again, Jalen Hurts has a new offensive and defensive coordinator that he has to work with. This has been the third time since Nick Sirianni has been the head coach that he's had a fresh new batch of offensive and defensive coordinators. So
yeah, it's a lot.
He's worried about that. I think that they're upgrades over the past two clowns that they had. It's definitely, hopefully if they stay over
a year. What is Klaus in Washington now?
Who?
And Johnson's like the pass game coordinator or something. He's not the coordinator.
All right, that's good.
Cliff is the offensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah, Cliff.
And Brian Johnson was there, Hurts' his first year.
Okay.
Right? He just got promoted to coordinator?
Yeah. Yes.
So.
I believe so. Anyways, he said that their draft picks this year seem to fill desperate needs in their defense.
Your boy Mitchell from Toledo.
Yeah, they got Cooper DeJean. So they got two cornerbacks. Yeah. So if one of those can pan out, that'd be great. I don't remember what they did linebacker wise during the draft, but if they got a linebacker that could cover someone, that'd be nice too. And that was like their biggest holes on defense, at least.
They did do something in linebacker.
Did Brandon Graham retire? Is that, do we have word on that?
Yes, he retired.
So he retired. They're going to have to replace him somehow.
But they did with, what's his face? Huff from the Jets.
Yes, you're right. Okay.
Cox also retired, though. But they have Jordan Davis and Dalen Carter.
Yeah, so their D-line still should be pretty good if Jalen Huff can mimic some of that production. The O-line, Shane seems to have a lot of confidence. you seem to be a little hesitant. I mean, they're losing their Hall of Fame center. It's going to be different.
I mean, yeah,
it's going to look different.
Right, but the ends are still fine. Like, you still have the best tackle combo in the league. You still have Landon Dickerson. So I don't know much about Cam Jurgens, this guy that is going to start at center, but
He's groomed and ready.
Right? Like, if he's groomed, then yeah, sure. That's
hey, there's not a. There's not
I
a think
he's just giving him the business. I wouldn't be that worried.
No, I wouldn't be that worried either. And I think Saquon is really going to be a big difference. Like, I think they've always tried to do this running back committee thing. I think they should just throw that away. They finally got rid of the guy that who always scores against the Giants, Boston Scott. He's on the Rams now, so he's not there like taking.
I who always snaps. Scores against the Giants.
And the so they should just be full focused on Saquon, and I mean, I think that should add a dynamic aspect to their offense that they kind of didn't have last year.
Yep, I think so too. I mean, like, I know that running backs are undervalued in today's NFL for a reason. I think there are guys who make a serious difference, and Barkley's one of them.
I 1,000% agree.
I do think it's an upgrade at coordinator.
An upgraded coordinator.
I do worry, like, that is a valid concern that it's his third coordinator in 3 years. I don't love that.
It's just bad. I think like,
they're probably better off.
I did that with Mac Jones, where we had three different coordinators in 3 years, and it just, I don't know, maybe it was Mac Jones.
Yeah, Mac Jones sucks.
And his, yeah, but it was just like, it just doesn't seem like it was a good combination to have.
It's not. It's definitely not.
But Kellen Moore seems like a guy
you don't always know.
Should be around for, like, a little bit.
The grass. Maybe. But if he has a really good year, then he's going to get a head coaching look.
That's true.
Like, we were talking about Kellen Moore's head coach a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know. The grass isn't always greener. Like, a year in a system that's bad, like, it might improve the next year just with consistency. But I don't, like, this is above my head. I don't know.
I see what you're trying to say.
I'm not going to make predictions based on who the coordinator is. But yeah, like, I don't think they're definitely not worse than they were last year. I think barring another collapse, like, it's definitely a playoff team.
I think 10.5 is too low. That
I do too. I would take the over on that.
Yeah, I would take that. I think their line should be like 11.5, and I think the Cowboys is good at 10.5, but I would take their over.
I would take their over too. If I didn't hate the Cowboys so much, I think I would.
Like, actually put real money on it.
Yeah.
All right. I think
the Eagles are better.
I do think the Eagles are better. I think they should have a good year, and they should be contending.
Yep.
In the top of the NFC. NFC's still weak.
Yep. That's right.
All right.
Well, that... we never gave division winners.
That's true.
Have to, right? I'm assuming that we have the same two, though.
Yeah, let's do it.
Based on our conversations.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not doing anything special. I'm going with the Jets. All right, wait. This is more interesting. Let's do the division endings, since we just previewed them all. So, like, the stance. Okay. I'm going to go Jets, Dolphins, Bills, Pats.
Okay. I will flip the Dolphins and the Bills. I'll have Jets, Bills, Dolphins, Pats.
Cool. And then NFC East, I'm going to go...
My side.
Yeah, you go. All right. I'll go...
No, you go.
I'm going to go... I'll go Eagles, Cowboys, Commanders, Giants, which I'm guessing you'll have.
That is what I was going to say. There is part of me that could see the Cowboys melting down.
Just, like, completely collapsing?
It's part of me. I could also see the Giants winning, like, 7 games.
That's the other, like, one thing I'm worried about is because, like, we did just, like, talk mad crap about the Giants. Like, hard. Like they can't, like they can fumble into seven games.
Yeah,
they definitely fumble their way. And as you said, their D line is good enough where they're gonna win them a game or two. Like there'll be a game where they're facing a backup quarterback who wasn't supposed to start, and they just get trounced by this D line.
Yeah.
So
all right, I'll put my guys last. Eagles, Cowboys.
I don't want to make you do that.
That's okay. I'm fine with six. If the Giants win seven, I'll take six.
All right. Cool.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
I can have. We can have a successful 6-win season. That's where we're at.
Process. I like that. I like that. All right.
The urge to put him second and the Cowboys third was like that was a coin flip. Right?
You're
that was a coin flip decision.
Not the Giants though. Commanders. I was like, oh.
No, not the Giants.
Yeah, I was like, oh, let's get the Commanders in second. I was gonna do the same thing.
Yep.
But I just don't.
I can't be that vulnerable yet.
I can't do it with a straight face. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that does it. That was successful. That was fun. Good way to do it. We did it just over an hour. Yeah. All right. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed.
Other divisions will be shorter, I'm sure.
Yeah, they will be. That no need to be, but they probably will be just because of Commanders and Patriots talk. But
I talked about our secondary for like 10 minutes.
Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and we'll see everyone next week. Because Chris, what, you going to North Carolina?
I am, yes.
Nice, nice. That'll be fun. All right. Well, then we'll see everyone next week. I'll be in yet another location, so that should be exciting. But that should be the last one for the semester. Thank you all for listening.